Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This year after Sturgis, Bob and I are going to go Kansas City to Portland, Portland to right around that San Francisco area, all the way down that coastal highway, and then back across the loneliest highway. 50 starts there at Sacramento. In Sacramento is one of the great duplex boarding house murder scenes. The serial killer, Dorothea Puente.
Dorothea Puente. And Thomas Williams and his wife Barbara is actually on the phone with him too. They own it and run it now.
Oh, dear. So good, man. I'm bad. Summer vacation. We're going to stop by. Maybe we, can you spend the night there?
I don't know. They do special occasion stuff. Maybe you can.
Our next guest is a Sacramento, California man who, along with his wife Barbara, bought the house formerly owned by convicted serial killer Dorothea Puente, who, in 1988, was sentenced to life in prison for killing numerous tenants of her boarding house to steal their Social Security checks. The story was told in the documentary, The House is Innocent. And now you can take tours of this infamous house. Please welcome, Thomas Williams.
Thomas, welcome to the show. Barbara, how are you?
We're good. How are you?
I'm well. I'm a big fan of really weird, dark stuff. So everywhere I go in the world, I try to find something odd to go and do. And I didn't even know that this was available, that you let people tour the house that you currently live in.
What we do is we don't have tours per se. We have done special occasion tours to benefit charities, nonprofits, mm-hmm. and so we've had two tours, one for the Historical Society and one for the opening of the movie, and both funds were donated. But we don't do tours as a regular basis.
Can I spend the night at your house?
Come on over, bring some wine.
You bet. Listen, I find it insane because I don't believe in ghosts. I want to believe in ghosts. I've gone literally all over the planet to the weirdest places you can imagine trying to see if one day I can see something. And obviously, if anybody is going to have a haunted house, you're going to have one here. This old lady who looks like Estelle Getty from the Golden Girls whacked seven, so nine confirmed murders. I don't know where the other two went, but they found seven bodies on your property underneath the concrete in the backyard, right? Is that right, Barbara?
There was no concrete. Yeah, okay. There was no concrete. There was dirt. It's an urban yard. I mean, it's we're definitely in an area that houses are close together, and so it was really interesting how she was able to get away with this, but she did, and she did a lot of gardening.
Yeah, well, she would take these people in, and they were all troubled folk, right? And she was, I mean, not a very big lady. And she would drug them and then smother them with a pillow, which you would think it can't be a very effective way to kill somebody. I mean, well, I guess it is effective, but you know what I mean. It's like, it just seems like a plastic bag or something would have, you know, a little less permeable. I mean, she how tall? Do you know what her size was when they found her?
She was about 5'2", I think.
5'2".
And small.
She's me.
Yeah, and small. Yeah.
And, we think that she might have had some help, but she was devious in the whole drugging and killing. I believe that was all her. But as far as the other getting the bodies down to the garden, we do think she must have had some help, but that has not been proven.
Yeah, but did she ever admit to what she had done, or did she, to the end, proclaim her innocence?
Never admitted it. She went to her end without saying that she'd done anything or anything. The only thing she would admit to is that she buried the body, but she didn't kill him.
Oh, she did. Oh, she did admit that she buried him. And so...
Yeah.
That's so amazing to me. And then how did she get caught? What was the final thing? Was it a social worker?
Yeah, a social worker came in from, there was a guy that people really liked, one of her tenants people really liked, and she couldn't produce the tenant at some point. And the social worker went crazy and went to the police and had her come out here and start digging.
And so when she they finally dug it, the story was, and you can tell me if this is true, that they found something that looked like clothing and like beef jerky, and then they thought they hit a tree root, and he jumped down in the hole to pull it, and it turned out that it was a leg that broke off at the joint.
Yeah, that's the fact, yeah.
Oh, yeah. And what was Dorothea Puente's reaction to that?
She put her hands up on her cheeks like she was genuinely surprised, and she managed to. She's very convincing in her act, so they actually believed her at that point.
Well, yeah, look at her.
And who thought a little old lady would do something like this? So it was really new to them. They could not believe that she would do this.
Now all these people. Were killed in this home. Now, how long did the home sit empty? Or are you the first people to own it since then? Or had there been other owners?
There's been quite a few other owners. We're probably the fifth in line afterwards.
And what made you guys buy it? Was it the fact that there all these murders happened?
For me, yeah. For Barbara, that was the...
No, for me it was all practical. I was commuting quite a bit for work, and it was in the midst of that housing boom and our housing bust, not boom, and so we had to buy a second home to get me closer to work related things and down from the mountains and. So that's why we stumbled on this. And I wanted to bring my mother in to live. So I wanted a multi-unit so I can have her close by and watch over her.
Did you tell your mom? You didn't tell your mom what happened there, did you?
Oh, she knows.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No.
We have to disclose everything.
No. So the house, though, it's a 5-bedroom duplex. And you bought it for a great price, and now people, of course, want to, you know, because there's a lot of weird people out there. Look, people, I'm sure, were there any artifacts left from that? I mean, I know there were other owners, but was there anything you feel like was really there when all this went down?
No, it was pretty well stripped.
And so which room are you sleeping in, and who died in that room?
Everybody died in our bedroom.
The room that we sleep in is where she
laid out the body,
and until it was an opportune time to take them down.
Wow! You don't think that there's any bones left in the backyard if you look?
There's a head, hands, and feet that are missing that nobody has ever found, and every time I dig, I'm thinking eBay, but.
I like you, Thomas. Hey, listen, I'm going to be coming through Sacramento after we do the motorcycle rally in Sturgis, South Dakota. Maybe we can find time to stop by and take a look.
Oh, yeah. We would love that.
That'd be great.
That'd be fantastic.
Excellent.
Yeah. Right. You got our phone number from the thing. Just give us a call and let us know.
Yes, ma'am. I will. Hey, they're giving me the wrap. Hold on. I'm going to put you on with Jake. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thomas and Barbara Williams, they own the house that serial killer Dorothea Puente. Yeah.
You gotta think like an old person. Did they search walls?
Like, you know they had to, man. I mean, they were looking for bodies, right? I mean,
the way old people were hiding stuff. Like when you were looking through the house you renovated when you found the old Santa suit.
Man, we opened up that wall in the bathroom. Ooh. And I was like, oh boy, there's a Santa suit.
Yeah. Oh, and there's a Santa's mandible.
Well, yeah, that was when I was thinking, like, dude, please don't be a person. Please don't be a person. Please don't be a person. We're, you know, because we were, you know, 70% done with this renovation. I was like, If there's a bone in here, I'm just going to leave it.
No jerky.
I ain't telling nobody.
Uh-uh. No jerky.
That's it. I'm just like, it was a drifter. I'm just...
Yeah, I love all this stuff. I've been to the Valeska Murder House, like all of Glory Museum, but I don't know that I could sleep in the room that she prepared the bodies before she took them down.
Oh, I'm sleeping in bed with those people. Are you kidding me? I'm getting my footy pajamas. We're all going to bed together.
That's some real House of a Thousand Corpses.
Yeah. Like, it's fantastic. Bob's going to love it.
Hello?
Huh?
Boy, you know how to pick them.
Price is cheap.
Tell me that wouldn't be awesome.
Last time we were out in that part of the desert, I wound up at 1 in the afternoon at some creepy clown hotel.
That was great. That was in Tonopah. Was it?
Yeah, I think it's Tonopah, yeah.
That was the greatest hotel ever.
That was, you know, I would be comfortable going into the house. I would even sleep in the house with the guests you just have on. But that crazy clown hotel at 1 in the afternoon, I'm like, on a perfectly sunny day, I'm like, I'm not going in that place. That was the creepiest place I ever saw.
Yeah, Clown Motel in Tonopah, Nevada.
Is it still? I think it's still for sale, too.
Yes, it's right next to that abandoned graveyard. And when you walk in the lobby, it's all clowns. Like, and it literally says Clown Motel on the sign. Like, look at this place.
Now, I remember you. I'm not even freaked out by clowns, but that's sad. That's not sad.
That's kick ass.
Sad and dusty in a lobby.
Oh, it's just in a desert. And it's just the clown. And it's just bikers and truckers and other people that are buried in the back of it.
Where laughs were left to die.
That's when the day laughter died. Aww. Yeah, I love it.
Is that the worst, Bob, you think you've seen hands down?
I would say that was probably the only, I mean, we've stayed in some terrible places, but that's probably the only place I've seen where I'm like, I'm not going in that place, period. I would rather just sleep outside. So
I would have loved it. Like, if you stay too, like, you don't hit checkout time, they just send a clown up, like, time to go.
Get help with your bags.
Honk, honk, wee.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.